Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we continue updating various aspects of the Pella community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us now is Pace Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen, discussing the impact on businesses and employees. Well, Karen, a very difficult time for many of our small business owners as we think about COVID-19 and the impact we've seen. We're actually speaking after Governor Kim Reynolds issued a public proclamation ordering businesses of gathering spaces and et cetera to be closed. What are some of the things right now the Pace Alliance is either hearing or dealing with as it relates to COVID-19 and the ways that you're preparing to try and assist our local businesses and your members?
Well, I think there are a couple of different fronts that we are working on. One is to really collect information for not only the general public, but also for our business owners and their customers, you know, ways that they can support business owners during this time, some resources for the business owners themselves that will be coming in the near future. So really just kind of being that resource and trying to disseminate as much information or answer questions or point people in the direction for information that they need.
Well, and as I understand, you've had several contacts with state and national organizations as it relates to trying to mitigate the impact on business owners. And you said it, one of the big keys will be information gathering, and the Pace Alliance is hoping to organize what's happening in Pella and send that off to state and national resources.
We have been. This morning I was on a call with a director from the Small Business Administration. They are needing information to really help the governor with her declaration of county disaster areas. This will help unlock funds for small business loans through the SBA. That information, those forms, should be coming to us, and we will disseminate those out hopefully yet this afternoon or even tomorrow. We also had the opportunity to talk with Debbie Durham, who is the director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, and she is looking to us for some assistance, asking business owners to report losses or ways in which the Iowa legislature could actually create some assistance to help relieve some of the losses that businesses will experience or have to this point or will experience in the future. So once that information does come to us, we will get that turned around. Both of these are on a very short time frame, so they do need information back to them. The sooner they can have that, the sooner they can then make declarations or turn around and ask legislatures for some assistance.
Well, in the meantime, the challenge is that many of the restrictions are forcing either businesses to close or adjust significantly the way they're doing business. You know, what are the ways that you've maybe heard already from business owners that the community can be supporting them through this uncertainty without, say, having to go into the store or whatever it might be and try to help support the entire community as we get through this transition?
You know, I think there are several ways that we can do that. Definitely keeping in mind, many of them have online presence, so you can virtually buy from them and still receive that at your doorstep. Many have carryout services or delivery services, especially restaurants and flower shops and just all those things that we either can brighten our day or we can help support them. That's a great way. And just really, looking at buying gift cards that can be redeemed later at different points in time. That's going to help their cash flow right now, which is something they definitely need.
Now let's hear from Jim Hibma with Crossroads of Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider here with Jim Hibma, the director of Crossroads of Pella, and your location has closed. Let's start there. The Pella Community Center will be closed starting Wednesday and then continuing until April. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about some of the changes that Crossroads is making to make sure that you could still be available for residents.
Okay, so yeah, the Community Center will close until April 12th. The Crossroads remains open, and we're moving to a remote location. The phone number stays the same, so you can call us anytime, 628-1212. We're also opening up a mental health helpline, so that counseling will continue, but will be on the phone or through video conferencing. So you can call 628-1212, and we can reroute you to make an appointment for that. We've also started a new program called help your neighbor. This is patterned after the Crossroads Christmas program, Adopt a Family program. And what we're seeking to do is asking if individuals who are willing to help a neighbor located in the Pella School District, if you would call us, and then people who are in the midst of a crisis, if you need help, to call us, and we'll be the link to link the two people together to make sure people are helped during this situation. So, you know, this is a unique experience for all of us, but I think together we can stay healthy and help and encourage one another to get through it. So we'll have information on our Facebook page and web page and Instagram. If you're not a friend or check that out frequently, please do. So we're looking forward to extending our services the way we can, similar to what we have been doing in the past.
Once again, that was Karen Eichen with the Pace Alliance and Jim Hibma with Crossroads Appella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.